We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the line is Jim Shaw, the Hamburg Town Supervisor, talking about a number of issues. Why don't we start with the most glaring one for the town of Hamburg, Jim, the Erie County Fair canceled earlier this week. What does that mean for the town? What kind of economic impact does that have on Hamburg?
Well, it means a lot of money. Everyone in Hamburg and throughout Western New York looks forward to Fair Week. It's the most fun time in the summer. In terms of the economic impact, local businesses, restaurants, shops, stores, all do a bigger business because of the influx of thousands of people who are in town for one or more days to partake in the Erie County Fair. So it's an economic loss, but more importantly, I think in the long run, it's a blow to the emotional lift for the people of our community.
Does it make it any tougher on you and maybe decisions that the town has to make when we talk about that economic loss? Because we know that towns have been having issues over the last few months because of the virus.
Well, we have issues that are similar to the 27 other towns in Erie County and other towns throughout the state and nation. Revenue isn't coming in. Sales tax revenue is significantly off. Mortgage tax revenue is down. We are not realizing fees, fines, assessments. And we're experiencing a significant number of Article 7 petitions, that is, petitions to reduce assessed valuation as it relates to businesses, and that has an impact on revenue prospectively. So these are tough times for towns. We need financial assistance from the federal government, and we're hopeful that the bill that Congress adopted, the House of Representatives, can be put before the Senate, approved by the Senate, and signed by the President. That may be a long reach, but that's our hope.
Hey, Jim, you were already looking at some troubles because of McKinley Mall. I mean, it's almost like a double-barreled hit now with the fair. Do you have any idea what the deficit is that you're looking at?
Well, we're not really sure. We just simply know that we're going to be very, very short as we go into our budget deliberations later this summer. So we're looking at the prospect of a cut in significant services to our community, and we're also looking at a cutback in personnel, the accessing of jobs and some services, which will be necessary to maintain the tax rate.
We are looking forward to the potential for entering phase two of reopening in Western New York. And I'm curious as to what sort of guidance smaller municipalities have gotten from the state, because there's a lot of businesses kind of wondering, you know, is this going to happen Tuesday? If it does happen Tuesday, when will we know about it? Will it be on the day itself? Are towns, is Hamburg any more in the loop than small businesses?
Not really. I'm told that we're likely to experience a phase two opening on Tuesday, June the 2nd. We may not know that for sure until Monday, June the 1st. So it's going to be very, very hard for retail to get up and running. It's going to take a long time to bring back the customer base and to reestablish a networking that is necessary to keep businesses open and profitable. It's going to be a very, very painful and slow rebound.
Hey, Jim, there are reports this week that Hamburg Beach, the town beach, has been overrun with visitors because of the heat. Is there anything that's being done to limit visitors and limit the number of people on the beach, you know, with social distancing?
Right. Well, what we're planning is to open the Hamburg Town Beach for swimming on the weekend of June the 6th. Again, that's consistent with sufficient water temperature to protect against hypothermia. It's also conditioned upon water quality testing. But assuming that those factors are in place, we'll be open for swimming next weekend. Our local restaurateur will be doing curbside service, and that'll be open. We rent kayaks and paddle boards. That'll be open. Now, the Hamburg Beach, though, is limited to Hamburg Town residents. This year, we've hired a security guard who will be intercepting all cars as they come to the beach to ensure that those patrons are Hamburg residents. They have to purchase a beach permit sticker and have it affixed to their car. We also are going to hand out to the people that come into the beach, the security officer will hand out face masks to every one of them. And we will be observing social distancing, and we'll be asking people to please consider putting their masks on.
Are you limiting capacity at all to town residents?
Capacity is limited just to town residents. That's correct.
But do you have like a 50% capacity? Are you lowering the limit?
We are not going to lower the limit. During the week, Monday through Friday, the regular work week, that's not really an issue. The warm weather weekends, Saturdays and Sundays, are when we're really going to face the question of how many patrons you can have at the beach. The beach is sufficiently large that we think we can position with our lifeguards and our staff, we can position people at least 6 feet apart from one group to the next. So we're reasonably confident we can handle that.
Have you noticed over the past week with the weather changing, the increased crowds, it doesn't have to be at a beach, but anywhere outdoors throughout the town?
Sure, sure. I mean, we're all pining for nicer weather, and we've all been locked in to some extent since mid-March. So there is a pent-up demand to get outside and to do a few things. I'm hoping to hit a few golf balls this weekend myself. So, yeah, there's a real need for people to be out there and interacting. So it's a challenging time.
Well, we hope everything goes well, especially with some of those rules you laid out for the beach, which Hamburg residents, I'm sure, will be looking forward to. Jim, thanks so much. Jim Shaw, Hamburg Town Supervisor, joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.